This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Pelissero, the big news today that has gone everywhere but has really shook things up in Pittsburgh because it's a bit of an Aaron Rodgers breakthrough. And that is the realization on his part that his preferred destination, the team he had been holding out hope for, has said, no, we're good. Thanks, but no thanks. You want us, we don't want you. I've been there in life. I put my hand in the air, guilty as charged here. So many times. Have I thrown it out there? Hey.
Unrequited love.
Do you have any interest in a guy that has been known to stay up till 1 a.m. watching the NIT?
And
if yes, then I'm your guy.
Unsurprisingly.
That happened last night.
It took you all. You watched the NIT, dude?
I had the tablet in bed. We were watching Cal State Northridge and Stanford.
You should seek help. Like, there should be, it should be like, hey, I was watching Cal State Northridge and Stanford, and should flash a number on the screen that says, like, if you need mental help.
Herb Sendick. He's a local guy.
Yes.
Went to Carnegie Mellon. He's coaching Santa Clara. They put a number on Cale Riverside.
Most famous Santa Clara basketball grad, Donnie. NBA.
I want to say Steve Nash.
Let's go.
Oh, very good. Bechtel ain't getting that.
They're one of those 15s over a 2.
Yep. They beat
How about
Arizona.
That Andy Tool?
They beat Arizona.
But anyways.
Fulgaris could be this year's Steve Nash, now, even though they're completely dissimilar as players.
I do have a question. Do you have like money on these? Are you betting on these NIT games? Or you're truly just watching NIT
basketball? Did you have money on Northridge Stanford?
No.
Okay. I actually would
it's
have
for
been,
the love of the game.
I would have been reassured had you said, "Yeah, I just put $10 on Stanford just for the hell of it."
He like had zero,
you had
no, zero buy into this.
Pony, the St. Francis game was phenomenal.
I watched the whole thing.
A great ending. I turned it on, I think, early first half, and then watched the rest of the way through. The North Carolina game, once it got out of hand, I turned it off and read a book. You're sitting here, You're sitting here, willfully choosing to watch the NIT at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Why don't you, here's what I think you're doing that I think is messed up. Your wife is trying to sleep, okay? She's presumably got a full day of work or whatever today. She's trying to sleep. Just go downstairs and watch on TV.
No, because then when I come upstairs at 1 a.m., moving around wakes her up.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm better off. She's a light sleeper. I'm better off being in the bed watching it on a tablet with
you know
volume.
What?
This was not meant to be
I'll finish my
an intervention
here.
On me. This was meant to be as a segue into what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, guys.
Frankly, I'd rather talk about this for another 20 seconds than have to think about Aaron Rodgers playing will he, won't he for another 2 weeks, which is exactly what's going to happen, in my opinion. I will just say maybe if you want to, you have to make sacrifices in a healthy marriage. If you want to watch Cal State Northridge versus Stanford, I think you should have to sleep in the guest room.
No, I thought about that. But then if I do that, I shirk responsibility with Stella because I don't have the monitor in there. And then if she wakes up, Amanda's stuck.
I think you
helping
take
her
the monitor
in, the
in, plug it in, and that's
how you do it.
That
doesn't function in that room.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, So the team he wanted is out. And that leaves the Steelers and Giants. It leaves a marriage of convenience for Aaron Rodgers if he wants to go down that path. He doesn't love... He loves Mike Tomlin. He said that a million times. He loves like the football fans of Pittsburgh and how hardcore they are. He loves the history of the Steelers organization. He's talked about that, what they did in the 70s growing up watching NFL films. He loves all of those things. But clearly, there's something about the present day configuration of the team that he doesn't like. Because if he did, he would be here by now. He preferred the Vikings, and now that they're out, all the reporting is he's not just ready then to get on a plane and come to Pittsburgh and hold a press conference here. I thought that might be the case this morning when that news came out. The subsequent reporting, the follow-up reporting has been the opposite. Schefter saying that this could take a while. So he, and if it's not money, then there's something about playing for the Steelers that doesn't sit right with Aaron Rodgers, despite all of the gushing things and glowing things he has said about the Steelers on Pat McAfee's show over the years, or in Packers press conferences and Jets media availabilities.
Might it have been easier for him to say nice things from afar, and when rubber meets the road, he's not exactly bullish on playing for Mike Tomlin if he has any idea how things run here, as far as offense being inhibited or tamped down, and Tomlin wanting it his way, which is quarterback is more of a complimentary piece?
Maybe it's, maybe it's wide receiver dysfunction. Maybe he sees the way guys act here, and he's like, I don't really want to deal with that necessarily.
I mean, he caused some of the dysfunction in New York with Garrett Wilson.
Yes, but that is one of the things about Rodgers, is that oftentimes he is the drama creator, but that does not prevent him for calling out the drama that hovers around him and blaming other people for it. Like last year and the year before, talking about all the snitches in the Jets organization and all the people that were leaking, all the leakers there.
Well, the good thing is that the Steelers don't have any prior experience with quarterbacks who have that sort of trait.
Yeah.
Donnie just made an unbelievable face.
He's got the passive, Rodgers has got the passive aggressive thing down pat.
He and Ben.
So, look, I mean, if he's going to make a decision to play football and not wait for a quarterback to get injured, and if he's really going to do something where he makes a decision and he's all in on going through off-season programs and training camps and really ingratiating himself and assimilating himself into being a part of that team, then I do think it'll be the Steelers. But the fact that the fact that it didn't go from, hey, the Vikings are out, and now the Steelers are really primed to make this happen with Aaron Rodgers, tells me that he has misgivings about them. And maybe he'll just say the hell with it. I'll do it because it's the best of bad options. Or maybe he won't. And I don't think he'll retire, but I think more and more the possibility of him just waiting and thinking, wait a minute, I can make tons of money and skip the minutiae of mini camp, the drudgery of training camp, and maybe latch on to a better situation if somebody gets hurt. Sounds appealing.
I called it the Roger Clemens scenario when you first brought it up, though, but it's not as simple as that. Even though if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're going to run your own offense or run principles you like, Roger Clemens, like, pitching is pitching.
I agree with you. I agree 100%
so
with
you know
what
where
you're
I'm
about
going.
To say.
Pitching is pitching. You've got to, like, learn an offense. You have teammates. You're not just thrown to the catcher and everyone's playing defense behind you. It's a much more team-oriented, like, cooperative position, right, where you've got to work with a coach, receivers, etc., than just coming in as a hired gun on a pitching mound.
And there's no guarantee that the right quarterback gets injured.
Correct.
At some point during the season, and you have an opportunity to go play
in this
for a Super Bowl
contender.
Sense,
it's much easier if, say, just for argument's sake in football terms, it'd be much easier to just be the best kicker in the league, but you, for some reason you're without a job at this point, or you're a really good kicker, and just wait for somebody to have a kicker get injured. You walk, you know what I mean? Like, the analog is there. You've got to do way more than that to be a quarterback. There's just way too much going into it to feel like he's going to be able to automatically... You know what it would be? If Jordan Love went down with an injury, that would be the one spot, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, because he knows LaFleur's offense.
Right. But, I mean, is there another team where he has enough history with a guy? Like, do you think he could pick up McVay or Shanahan's offense
quickly?
Sure. I mean,
the Rams pulled Baker Mayfield off the street, and a few days later, he played well in a win for them. So they've shown that they can do that. I bet that would be on his short list of teams that he would not. Who knows with him? I mean, not
maybe
hoping for a guy to
Toronto
get injured.
Toronto Argonauts. Maybe just said, I want to dominate Canada now.
Donnie, where are you on this? Like, are you of the opinion right now that the Steelers are the obvious landing spot? And are you convinced at the moment that Aaron Rodgers is eventually going to end up here?
I'm feeling that way now.
You are?
I thought that the big...
So put a percentage on it. What percentage do you think? Is it better than 50-50 that he's a Steeler?
Yeah, I think I would put it there. I think I would go, like, to quote the great Scott Steiner, like 66 2/3 chance of winning.
Oh, we're getting very close to Steiner math.
It might be close to 141% chance, even. But no, I think it's like 2/3 a chance that he is a Steeler. The other 1/3 piece of that pie is retire/New York Giants.
So, is that a positive development for you?
For me, the sports
talk show host.
No. Yeah, it is. For me, the fan,
the season ticket holder who lives and dies with the Steelers.
I don't care to have 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers on this Steelers team. If you're telling me it's 25-year-old or 35-year-old or even 38-year-old, like I said the other day, then yeah. But I don't think I'm down for 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers because they're not just an old man quarterback away from winning anything significant.
Do you think he could say something or do something that changed your mind before the season started if he came here?
Like what? Like he's going to sit at a podium and say that I will win a playoff game for you?
Or like commits to mini camp, doesn't miss a day of it, seems like he's bought in.
I mean, I would like more commitment. It's not even, like, that's not even really just a shot at him individually. I just don't think the team is ready to win anything big, even if they add him.
Like, what if he came out and said, I'm putting Pickens in his place, we're doing my offense, I'm taking control of things here, it's my show. Would that have you on his side?
Maybe a little, but I mean, I still question like what the real ceiling is with it. Like what? Maybe they win 11 games instead
well, right.
of 10. And,
so answer
and then
your
they
own,
probably still get their ass.
So
hit.
Answer your own question. What is your ceiling is the same ceiling we've had for late stages Ben, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson with him.
Pretty much. I mean, look around the league. Look around the AFC. You're going to
the guy's
in...
not coming off a 12-5 season or something.
Yeah, he's not coming
I
off
agree
another
with
MVP he even
also,
in his later
he's also
years.
Known as a playoff choke artist outside of the great Super Bowl run he had where
he's,
the, he
he's turtled
killed
in,
the Steelers.
Well,
I thought we referenced this guy a lot. Ryan Scarpino had another banger of a tweet a little bit ago that I told Malzi about. He said, Aaron Rodgers, Super Bowl champion 15 years ago, 11-10 playoff record. He'll fit right in.
On the off chance no one knows who Scarps is, most people do. He worked for the Steelers for a long time, belly of the beast. Donnie, I'll also quickly say, if Rodgers was the player you're talking about at those previous ages, he wouldn't be available like this and be picking between the Steelers and the Giants. Frosty says, if they don't spend the money, this is a YouTube comment, on Uncle Rico from Chico, I like that actually, then what do they spend it on?
Something a little bit surprising to me too is the amount of fans that are gung-ho for this to happen. For a guy that we watched this Steelers team beat by three touchdowns last season.
So let's roll out the red carpet for those people. We still got to get Angle in studio. Yeah, he's dying to come in studio with us from what I've heard.
Best match of his career, Donnie. You're picking one Kurt Angle match of all time.
This one might surprise you. It's... Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 21.
How about this one? Here's an even more surprising one. It didn't even have a real finish. Kurt Angle, Stone Cold, SummerSlam 2001. Because they wanted to put the strap on him at Unforgiven the next month in Pittsburgh.
You know, I do find this interesting. A couple things. Since Aaron Rodgers beat the Steelers in a masterful game in Super Bowl 45 and ripped our hearts out, but it didn't hurt as much because the Steelers had won a Super Bowl a couple of years before. So it didn't sting like, say, the Super Bowl 30 loss to the Cowboys. But still, you lose the Super Bowl. You play the what if game. If Mendenhall doesn't fumble, all that stuff. The guy was spectacular against a great defense. 304, three touchdowns, no turnovers. Since that playoff game, he's 7-9 in the playoffs. He's just like Tomlin. They are peas in a playoff pod. Since that time, Mike Tomlin has won 3 playoff games. Aaron Rodgers looks like the quarterback equivalent of Jeff Fisher in the playoffs. He's 7-9.
That is crazy. The other thing, too, is like not all these playoff losses are on Tomlin. There have been times where his offense sputtered. Even the Jacksonville game was a combo effort by the defense and the offense to kind of throw that one out of whack. But like defense has obviously been a big problem for them in some of these losses. In much the same way with Rodgers, Pony, you have these games where you expect him to be the trump card, and one of the major reasons that Green Bay loses is because he can't get it done production-wise.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Take your calls on this as the Vikings are out and Aaron Rodgers still out there. For years, I've heard Steelers fans call this station and say things like, Ben Roethlisberger is a better player than Aaron Rodgers because he has more Super Bowls and he's come up big in big games more often. And now these same people from the same tribe are saying the Steelers need to go out and get Aaron Rodgers, which doesn't make sense to me. I do also want to point out what Tom Pelissero said at the beginning of that breaking news bulletin. It started with him talking about J.J. McCarthy and how calls were made to the Vikings about McCarthy under the assumption that Rodgers might go there. McCarthy would look at a situation and think it's dire there. Like, wait a minute. They drafted me in the first round, and now they feel like they need a 41-year-old quarterback instead of me? What the hell is going on here? And smart NFL teams have called the Vikings and just said, well, okay, well, what would it take to get J.J. McCarthy? My understanding of the situation is that the Steelers are not one of those teams. So, you know, McCarthy was, you hated him out of college. You were not a McCarthy fan whatsoever.
I still don't really get the appeal, but I mean, people smarter than I are convinced that this is a case of they just didn't ask him to put his full skill set on display.
I just wonder, too, and you obviously can do some of this after the fact, but I just don't really think the Steelers spent a lot of time scouting those quarterbacks. Because think about it, that entire college football season, it was going on while the Steelers still had Kenny Pickett. Mm-hmm. So they didn't think they were going to need to draft a quarterback then, because Pickett was in year two. You know, they don't go through that fall thinking, hey, let's send our scouts to watch college quarterbacks.
Yep.
And they didn't go to any of the pro days or even at the, you know, big events look at quarterbacks because
didn't think we'd need one for 15 years.
They got Russell Wilson and Fields.
Yep.
So we know how much they value the homework and intel they do on guys now. That's why Tomlin was out for dinner with Jalen Milroe last night. They didn't do any of that on McCarthy. So that's my guess, is that Tomlin's just not really familiar with his game and doesn't feel like he needs to be.
The Shaq meme?
Sure.
Sorry, sir, I was unfamiliar with your game and actually remain so.
I mean, I will express my opinion as a fan here. Like, if that is true, that the Steelers are not one of the teams that called the Vikings on McCarthy, I do think that that's a mistake. I'm not a fan of that.
Wasn't it just a question of due diligence, even if you don't feel like you have a great
I love due
for the
diligence.
Player?
I'm a fan of it. Diligence should be done all the time. But remember, if you and I believe that Aaron Rodgers is a Mike Tomlin idea, that he's hatched that egg, and that's what he wants.
Jerry Dulac would also agree with that.
Yep. Then if Mike Tomlin's not really a J.J. McCarthy guy, why even waste anyone's time and make a call? You know, like, what in that respect, what would Omar Khan be doing due diligence for? Just his own personal edification?
Wondering what the price tag was, just for almost like...
Hey, Hey, it's Minnesota, like in poker, it's me, you know, Omar Khan.
Yeah, in poker, you know you're about to lose anyway. I'll pay to see this card.
I don't even know if my coach likes your guy, and he's really in charge here. But can you just tell me anyways what it would take to get him? By the way,
he'd be much more interested if he had gone and watched him at his pro day and taken him to dinner, but...
Yeah.
The Milrow stuff.
We'll get some of that.
I know.
Here is Southside D on the fan. Hello, Southside D.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm just over it, like, completely. Season ticket holder, lifelong listener of the show. I mean, this can't be real life. Like, everything I hear every day on the radio, like, is this even a real thing? Like, how is this real? Like, you want me to pay more money every year to go see the same product where everyone in the world knows it ain't working, but we're just going to keep doing it. And hey, maybe Aaron Rodgers will come, because that'll get us where? Where
same,
are we going to go
same
with
same place
him?
They have been. You know what? They could pull a neat trick here, though, if they do get Rodgers, get to 10-7 by hook or crook, and then get smashed in the first round of the playoffs. Pony, would you be able to think of any team in NFL history that in a, what, four-year span would have three Hall of Fame quarterbacks, all different ones, that would end up getting crushed in the first round of the playoffs? I can't.
And you know what, D, to answer your question, to take it seriously, if that happened, if they were to go 10-7 again and lose in the first round of the playoffs, we know how Art feels. We know how Mike feels. They would deem that internally as a good season. You know, Mike would not say that outwardly. He's going to say the standard is the standard. It's to win Super Bowls. But Jim Rooney gave away the goat. It's to outperform the mean. And I honestly think they would look at it like, you know, this is pretty good living post-Ben.
If anything, they'd say, look at how well-constructed we are as a franchise. We keep swapping in different quarterbacks.
I'm telling you, they'd look at it as a positive. I just think they would.
I was out on the golf course this morning. I was playing with somebody.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Had a good round going through nine, then kind of fell apart. But that's the only thing people want to know about. And you know what? Like, the guy I was playing with, he was like, hey, what are they going to do at quarterback? I said, you know, it's hard to say. I didn't see the Rodgers news yet. And when I got done telling him my opinion, you know what you hear from people now? It's just like a sigh, like, ah, just a bummer.
But I thought this Viking news kind of pep people back up. I really did. Like, okay, they're out. That means it's really happening. I got to, like, get myself in the mindset that this is a good
thing.
Are
you hearing from people that it's really going to happen?
No. Well, it's split, honestly. Some do think it'll happen, but they're not saying it with gusto. No gusto whatsoever. Tyler Kennedy, brought to you by Julian Gray Associates. Take steps to protect yourself and your family throughout the different stages of your life. Penguin Stanley Cup champion. Tyler, most Penguins fans I talk to on a regular basis were actually thrilled with last night's result, because they've actually reached the point where they want the Penguins to lose games to better their odds of getting a good pick in the draft lottery. Is that fair or foul fan behavior, in your opinion?
I think it's pretty fair. You know, I'm not sure if I'm pretty much thinking the same way. You know, I want to make sure in the draft that we get as high as possible, so you seek out maybe a guy that can play in your top six, a future first line center, you know, some future guys that have an impact on the Penguins down the road. And the more they win, you know, obviously the picks go down and down, but I don't know. It's a tough thing, because you don't want to see the Penguins lose, but the positive is that the more they lose, the better pick they get, and you hope that there's someone that's like a, you know, a diamond in the rough that can change the outlook of the Penguins in a couple years down the road.
TK, I think it's pretty simple what you want these last, what is it, 12 games now. You want Tristan Jarry to play as much as possible, the Penguins to lose like 2-1 with him racking like a 940 save percentage, and Crosby to just continually get in on the only point that they have, either score or assist. He beats Gretzky, Jarry looks appealing in the trade, and they sink like
a
stone.
Wait a minute, you want Jarry to play well? I'm worried that if Jarry plays well, they're just going to trick themselves into thinking he's the guy next year. Yes.
TK, you don't think
he's
right.
Yes, I do think that.
You don't think they're going to talk themselves into Jarry.
Absolutely, I do.
Guys, That is like hardest question, because I love a feel good story. I love a guy that's been in the dumps, that's had every odd against him. He went down. He knows what it feels like for everything wrong to happen to him and then kind of come out on the other side. But on the business standpoint, well, you got to get rid of him, right? Like you're hoping he does well and you get rid of him just because of, like, you know, again, he can play good the last couple games here, but I want to see him in a high pressured playoff game and see how he performs right now. Like,
I don't, because I know how that goes with him. I hate watching him in playoff games, Tyler. It's scary.
Well, exactly. We don't know how he's going to react to that. So that's why you probably have to trade him and you hope he plays well. But, you know, going to Sid, where do you guys think he ranks on 5-on-5 points in the league?
I saw that tweet. I think he was third, which was remarkable because he was ahead of McDavid on that list.
You already saw it.
No, because I loved it. People sent it to me, and I'm like, I love how at this age, on this team, he's still as good as it gets.
It's unreal.
Yep.
Like, 5-on-5 is like, it's hard to score in the NHL 5-on-5. And for him to be third ahead of McDavid, Kucherov, like, what a feat that is alone, you know, and that just shows how good Sidney Crosby still is.
TK,
and
I didn't mean to cut you off there. Sid, it is an astonishing stat. I know. Well, I think for good reason, though, when you hear what our guy Donnie experienced last night at the game. He was there. He was sitting in the big-time seats where the food and the drink are free, TK.
But yeah, what kind of number did you do on him last night, Don? Give us a tale of the tape.
Did you go hard in the food and drink section?
I didn't do as much damage as I think you guys are anticipating.
He's a responsible adult, though, and it's a weeknight.
The whole point is to do as much damage as possible.
I know.
Damage it up.
I know. I mean, but so it was dollar hot dog night. The hot dogs down there were free.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of those. The, like, cookie dessert table was very, very good. They had a little snack area where you can, like, grab and go back out.
Love
your
a good
seat.
Snack area.
And you know how I am with popcorn. So I took two of those bags out there for the first period, and I got another one in for either the second
or third. Okay, so you did good work.
Yeah, but, and then they had, like, the I don't know, like the higher class food, I guess you could say. Like, they had that little
hoity-toity
section
food
too. Yeah.
Mm. Did you get after any of the hoity-toity?
Little bit. They had like a shrimp and orzo,
ooh,
which was pretty good.
Uh huh. Tyler, you get invited into some of those big wig club spots at games?
Like at the suites?
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually when I go to the games, I usually sit in a suite. You know, and it's nice. It's quiet.
Are you taking advantage of the food, of the free food? Are you someone that really goes to town in those spots?
No, I think the best thing about the food is you don't have to wait. You know, you're not waiting in line. You're not really moving from your suite. Everything is right there.
Yeah.
Obviously, when the dessert cart comes around, and I love the brownie and ice cream. I get at least, you know, one brownie, a couple scoops of ice cream. But I like the sweets. It's a good thing. But I don't go there hungry to fill up. You know, I just, you know, most of the time I eat before I go.
Who was the most thrifty guy you played with, who would always take advantage of little free things, always trying to save a buck here and there, always trying to mooch off free food and stuff like that from your playing career, Tyler?
So this guy, I think he's at probably 80 million. He's made 100 million. So I played with a guy, Brent Burns.
Yep.
Guy's been in the league forever.
Playing in Carolina, no
teeth.
He really
thought different. Like, he was very cheap towards the team. So, like, he used to come and bring a huge backpack and all that stuff. And I remember filling his backpack up with, like, water, BioSteel, all this stuff. And I'm like, Burnsy, what are you doing? He goes, if they want me to play good tomorrow, I need to hydrate today. And I was like, Burns, you're making like 10 million this year. Like, what are you doing? He goes, yeah, I know, but they're responsible for making me hydrated. So he would, you know, use everything at
kind of genius
advantage, but like,
I like it.
Other things, he would be cheap. He'd give all guys like all this great stuff that he had sponsorships with. But he was a guy that was a little different because of how much money he was making, and just seeing him like put bottles of water from the fridge and like BioSteel and all that stuff in his huge pack sack to bring it home to drink.
How about when Joe Thornton walked around Pittsburgh with no shirt on when the Penguins were playing the Sharks in the Stanley Cup final? Was that regular jumbo behavior to just have the man boobs out and stuff around town?
Dude, that is jumbo in such a nutshell. Like jumbo is like, when I went from Pittsburgh, which was like really close to like a military camp where it was like every day going to work and like we were there to win. Like our goal every year was to win the Stanley Cup and beat everyone, you know, and like, obviously it's led by Sid, how he eats, how he works hard. Like if you don't work hard in practice, like you're just not going to fit in that Penguin group, you know? And when I went out to San Jose, it was like as close to a country club of I've ever seen. It was so fun coming to the rink. And, you know, it's 85, 80 degrees. You're wearing flip-flops every day. Jumbo's running around the, you know, the dressing room naked, having fun, laughing, and wow, just having a good old time, you know? And, like, that is like San Jose. Like, San Jose was such a fun place to play. And, like, I'll never forget, like, in Pittsburgh, like, I was nervous before testing my whole 6 years here where I was like, I got to go to bed early. I got to score, right? Even I was on a two-year deal, you know, guaranteed. When I went to San Jose, we were in training camp. Guys are just, like, having fun. We already knew who was on the team. And we were about to, like, get our bag skate in, like, you know, getting in shape. Mm-hmm. And I remember Joe Thornton went up to the coach and said, hey, hurry up. We have a tee off at Pebble Beach in an hour and 20, and it takes an hour to get there. So we got to spin this up a little bit. And I swear to God, we did one lap. Ref blew the whistle. I look over. Burnsy and Jumbo are gone, flying down the highway. In Burns used to have this like lifted up Jeep with no top, like so California, clubs in the back. They had a day, but like when it came down to play, like those two, like they knew when to turn it on, you know. But it was like that was the difference, you know, and probably that's why they never win in San Jose, but like, and why they win in Pittsburgh. But
TK,
again, just seeing the different cultures was like unreal.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
All right, boys, have a great day.
There you go, Tyler Kennedy.
I thought for sure we were getting Donnie's other experience from that game. Uh-oh. Well,
okay,
oh,
one more.
Wait,
go ahead,
one
TK.
More, yes.
He's back.
Wait. You know we're having tandems in golf.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Me wait. And Doran, Pony and Pop, if you guys want to play, we're going to have a little tournament.
Oh boy.
Winner goes on.
Wait a minute. So you're paired up with Doran. And I'm paired up. And I'm paired up with Pomp.
No, Pomp's. Who's Pomp with?
You just said me. You said Pony.
I think Starkey maybe. Starkey.
Oh, he's with Starkey. No,
yeah, I said Starkey. Yeah.
And then okay. It would be me and Pony.
Yeah.
Well,
man, I know Sid's done some heavy lifting at times to carry the Penguins when the rest of the team hasn't wanted to be carried, but I think I would feel like I would need back surgery after carrying Pony around, TK.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we're playing at Neville-Wood. I got to play my home course, and I suck at every other course. I suck at Neville-Wood.
And your partner's so. Doran?
Have you seen Doran swing, by the way?
All he says is he's an athlete, so we'll see. All he tells me, he's like,
well, Charles
I'm
Barkley
an athlete.
Was is also a Hall of Famer, and we've all seen his swing. I don't know really what that means.
Yeah,
all right. All right, TK, thank you.
Let's do it.
We'll
TK.
Make it happen.
We'll make it happen. I can't wait for TK to see Doran swing.
Tyler Kennedy brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. I mean, Starkey and Pomp would have to take off as the favorites there, no?
Oh, easily. Because, I mean,
they're two good players.
We love to bust Joe's chops, but I mean, Pomp's better than Joe, but Joe isn't bad.
And he said the fourth team is Donnie and Crowley. What? That? No. Does Crowley golf?
Well, he didn't say that. I was going to ask if you guys needed a caddy that day.
What if you dressed up like an old-timey golfer like Payne
Knickers,
Stewart?
Yeah.
That would
the
be
little,
great.
The little newsy kind of hat, the English, you know, whatever that's called.
How much time do I have to get ready for something like this?
I don't know. I mean, the weather's not going to turn till... You know, I would say May is
because
the
if there
really
was substantial money on the line, it would be like the Montage scene in Rocky IV for me.
It's me putting another ball down again. I've got Pony chasing a chicken around.
Well, my friend, would I just be Pauly in those scenes?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd be like, you'd be eating a ham sandwich or something. Just watch him. You're doing great. Looking good.
I mean, my guy Kyle, who's Bob Huggins Jr., who looks like he's the love child of Bob Huggins, he has a simulator at his house.
I think
I knew that there was big money on the line, I would go there and train.
We would need to do a thing where I did like, we had a ball bounce off the ball washer, hit your arm, and you just went, my arm, it's broken. And I could tap in like Alexander or somebody to play.